Doing some bonus stuff today when it comes to the one and only Joe Biden and finding classified docs in an office from when he was vice president, which means he didn't have the right to have them. And, you know, how different it's going to be covered by everyone from the media to pundits to everything else. And I'll break it all down after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. I know it should surprise no one, but yeah, there are things in this world that irritate the shit out of me. Hypocrites and stuff, you know, that are blatantly doing it, they don't even realize that realize they're doing it, but keep doing it, are very high up on that list of people that just absolutely, unequivocally piss me off. And they're at it again. Again, the left set the precedent. Whether it's politicians, the media, all of them, like, they set the precedent. But yet here we are, except the shoe's on the other foot, and nothing. I'm sure there's people actually defending it, saying that we're crazy, and it's nothing. And, you know, I just wish they all didn't have their heads so far up their ass that they would realize how big of scumbags they are. But little Joseph R. Biden, when he was vice president, information that, you know, he couldn't declassify as vice president, found, you know, in his office, whatever the hell it was, it'd be classified information mixed with declassified stuff that he had from when he was VP. And it's amazing how it just fucking crickets. Yeah. And I'm sure, again, I'm not turning the shit on. I don't want to listen to him. I'm sure someone's kissing his ass. And they're all making excuses about how it's okay. Hate to break it to you. This again. Dumb shit. Yep. You know, presidents, you know, take stuff all the time, declassify stuff like this. Stuff happens all the time. You just never hear about it when the Democrats do. You know, it's just kind of like this. But for all the things that they called Trump for having that there, yeah. You know, I mean, Jesus, they tried to get him for treason. He was selling all these secrets off to, like, everything they said with him. He's a traitor to the country. That was completely okay and allowed by the media, by the way. And by the way, when are we going to rein in the media and make you? Yeah, them actually just tell the news and not just spew shit because they know they can get away with it, because that would fix most of the problems. They'll come out saying, yeah, well, we're actually full of shit. Whatever. What, you know, the people said, you know, the media was just here to fist us all. That was true. But another, you know, great question. Again, this is just a bonus episode. Stuff that comes out from this is, how did they not notice after, like, all these years that was missing? And then find it back in November. And again, we don't hear about it until January. A third of the way through January, over 2 months later, they find it the day before Election Day, and nothing comes out until pretty much damn near mid-January. We're a few days away, might as well. You know, it's convenient timing about that they don't release any of the information. You know, is that, you know, all that they found it the day before Election Day, especially when they were just reaming Trump and calling him all kinds of things for doing it, that Joe Biden did the same exact thing. And he didn't have the ability to declassify things because he actually wasn't president. And happened the day before Election Day. Well, the whole cycle was all about Trump and Mar-a-Lago and nothing. But they still ran all the shit about Trump and everyone on the news, media, politicians, everyone about having that stuff. Even though, you know, they knew that Biden did the same thing. That a lot of them do the same thing. But they kept running it like it was this big damn thing. And it's also amazing how the media was pretty much waiting at Mar-a-Lago for them to go do the raid and to be there. Everyone was all over there. And nothing for over 2 months on this. Amazing how that all works out. How people happen to know whenever they're doing anything to Trump. But when Joe Biden does something, not a cricket. Just like, again, you know, Trump, quid pro quo. We know the only person, like, even the people in the room that hated him said it was fine. One person said he did one. That's fine. Joe Biden literally brags about doing a quid pro quo as vice president. And he got elected president. Just, you know, just, again, I don't care what you think about people's personalities. If you say it's bad for one person, it's bad for the other person. You know, one of those things. And, you know, it just irritates me to no end. It should irritate, you know, should irritate everybody. And another thing, how did they not know about it? Like, after this many years, how did they just, oh, well, look, we found it. Like, it took you this many years to even know, like, you were on Trump from, like, before he left, saying he was going to take stuff and he was going to do all this and, like, all of it. But it took them years to know anything about Biden after when he was vice president and this. And nothing will come from it. That's the big problem. Like, look at all the investigations all the time, the raid, everything they're wasting on Trump, even though Biden did the same thing. And Obama did the same thing. Yeah, at least Biden, you know, didn't have the capability to even declassify the stuff where Obama and Trump did, because they were president. And nothing's going to come from it. That's my biggest problem with it. Like, we wasted all those taxpayer dollars on the raid and doing all this stuff for Trump just because it was Trump. But here's this from Biden. We're finding out about it months later, even though it came out, they found out about it the day before Election Day. Nothing's going to come from it. We'll see if there's investigations. Maybe there won't be, because it's a giant waste of time. And there's not going to be any, you know, outrage across the board, no matter who we're talking about on the left. All of them, like the whole group, they're okay. The lefties, why? Because the lefties, I consider them to be fully, you know, batshit crazy. Those are the Druze of the world. I can't think for themselves and never have been really good at it personally. I saw his grades. I know what he did in school. But there won't be any outrage, you know, even though they were all pissed off about Trump. Here's Biden getting caught things when he didn't even have the ability to declassify things. I bet the politicians, media, pundits, constituents, whatever you want to call them, are going to turn a blind eye. Like nothing happened. They're going to mention it for like, you know, 30 seconds in the middle of the night, just like that, when no one's watching, even though no one's ever watching, if you look at the ratings, just to say it. And that's why, like, we are where we are, and what should piss off everyone, no matter what. Like, if you're a decent one of the people, like, there's decent people left, right, and in the middle. Not all crazy people, believe it or not. Like, everyone makes everyone out to be in the media, and Nancy Pelosi, like, no matter what, there's good people all over it. And if you're one of those decent people, this should piss you off that we're not seeing all that crazy stuff. And that they did absolutely nothing about it, but they were all over Trump like the second it happened, and they knew. And this was years later. And presidents take shit when they leave all the time. And Clinton, Bush, Obama, they go after Trump. And when this stuff happens, no one hears about it. Again, he was called a traitor and everything else. We're not going to hear one word about Biden doing it. That's the problem. It's so biased and ass backwards and blatant, and people just let it happen. If we held everyone accountable, guess what? It would stop everywhere in the world, would, you know, be a better place. But they needed that push to go from Mar-a-Lago and do all that right before midterms, so they could, and they were running news cycles on that about how he did all this and he's this, that, and the other. But not a word of this, just like the Hunter laptop, and this is going to get shoved away. That's the problem, because shit like this happens across the board all over the place. You never hear about it. I guarantee you're not going to hear anything. And it just proves, yeah, it proved everything that we always say. Look at all the stuff that The View and all the news gets to, you know, say about this, that, and the other, and just move on to the next thing. And we don't hear, you know, anything about when it happens on that side. It's kind of similar, you know, to like what we're seeing now in Nancy Pelosi earlier today, calling out, you know, corporations for, you know, not paying their fair share. Like, you wrote the tax code, you miserable fuck. You make like $200,000 a year, if that. Been there for this many years, you wrote $200 million. Been insider trading, things that we've talked about, like all those things that you're doing wrong, but you're calling out the corporations for using the tax code that you actually physically gave them. So you're mad that they're using the tax code that you gave them and your donors use, but it's not okay for them to do it. When the moral of the story is, you know, please tell me how you got that many millions of dollars. Please tell me how it's the corporation's fault for using the tax code that you gave them and all the billionaires use. P.S. on all of it, those 87,000, you know, IRS agents weren't being used for those corporations. Billionaires and all those people up there get audited all the time anyway. There's whole entire units that just go over their shit every year. They're using the tax code that they gave them, but they're saying that to make them out to be the bad guy, even though they're the ones that, you know, write it and take all their donations. Doesn't take much to find all this stuff out. Just little things. Lincoln Park said little things give you away. Little things like that piss me off. And they changed the threshold from $20,000 to $500. That should tell you who they were going after. Was some corporations, you know, $20,000, you know, sales. $500 that you could be selling a used car or something, and automatically IRS is coming, you know, right after you, or sell autographs or anything. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous, but everyone keeps listening to them and buying into them and playing along, which is why this all continues to happen. But while they do that, I'll still be here doing this and calling it out And hopefully I could turn a person or two here and there, grow an audience to get more people the chance to hear it and, you know, fix it all. But like, it's ridiculous. Like, no one heard anything about it for over 2 months, and we're not going to hear anything about it, even though they called Trump a traitor and everyone was parked outside his house when the FBI got there because they knew. Sorry, it's just little things like that piss me off. But back to Martha Fulick. The episode should be a good one if I get it. You know, my wife, don't forget, YouTube channel, Twitter, Facebook, Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify. Thank you for watching. Thanks for listening, and I'm out. Deuces.